Welcome back to the Brittany Hughes Show, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Hope you've had a fantastic week so far. So a few headlines this week really caught my eye and I think are incredibly indicative of just how radical the left-wing progressive ideology has become in this country and how hard they are pushing it on us, on our families, on our children. Absolutely mind-bogglingly insane stories that if you think about where we were 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think when some of us were probably living with blissful ignorance about the direction that we were moving in as a country, and I think where liberals really wanted to take this nation even way back then, and kind of the incremental progress that has been made, where suddenly we look around us and we think, how the heck did we end up here? How are we even talking about some of this mess? For example, first headline I want to bring up today, Gettysburg College up in Pennsylvania has had to postpone an event on their campus where students were invited to come rage against straight white men. Literally, the entire event was for people who cannot stand straight white men. And this event was actually marketed as a way for you to come and let out your angst against straight white dudes. So Gettysburg College, it's a private college in Pennsylvania. They were forced to postpone, not cancel, by the way, they just postponed for now, an event on their campus that invited some shrieking banshees to rage against straight white men, which of course leads to the obvious question of who in the world thought this was a good idea in the first place. And of course, the answer there is leftists. Leftists thought this was a fantastic idea because apparently leftists think that white dudes who don't sleep with other dudes are the bane of mankind's existence and are responsible for all of the societal ills that they otherwise don't know how to fix. So we're just going to blame straight white dudes. And to that end, the idiots over in Gettysburg College gave anyone who is sick of straight white men the chance to let out their anger by painting. Not even kidding you, by painting. So according to flyers posted all around the campus, they read, "Tired of white cis men," which is the new progressive term for straight cis, is the new, I guess it means that you're not other gendered, you're not gender confused, you don't exist in some nebulous world between male and female, you're not trigender, you don't identify as a ficus tree, whatever. If you are just a straight person, then you are a cis person. That's the new term. They'll come up with a new one tomorrow. But if you are sick of white cis men, come and paint and write about it. So this is an event for gender confused hippies, I guess. I don't know. I guess I have a really quick question here. I don't know if this actually has an answer. I don't know if I want to know the answer, but why are you angry about white cis men would be my first question. What in the world do you have to be angry about against white cis men? Who is walking around going, gosh, if there were only a place that I could let out all of my anger that I walk around with every day against white straight dudes? Who has the time? Who has the brain space to be walking around so irritated by the mere existence of straight white men that you have to go to a painting session of all things to rant about it? I have a word for people that have that much free time on their hands. It's called loser. Okay, go find something else to occupy your time. I don't know, go find a hobby. Go learn a foreign language. Go get a part-time job. Do something, because clearly if you are walking around so irritated by the mere presence of white cis men, notice how the flyer didn't say white cis men who do blah, 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 or this white cis man in particular who's doing something oppressive. It's just white cis men in general. If you are irritated by the existence, by the mere presence on planet Earth of white straight guys, come and paint and write poetry and rant at the sky or whatever it is that you need to do to let out your inner turmoil, because people on the planet exist that maybe you disagree with on some ideological level, or they irritate you when they walk by you on the sidewalk, or they sneeze wrong and that pisses you off. I don't know. What is it about white cis men that irritates you so badly? Because the last time I checked, it's not white cis men that are trying to force radical ideology down kids' throats in schools. It's not white cis men that are running around burning our cities whenever they get pissed off or feel oppressed. It's not white cis men that are creating all of these problems. Maybe some of the ones in Congress, I'd give you that. A lot of white cis men pushing left-wing ideology and left-wing progressive policies that are absolutely decimating minority communities. But of course, we don't want to hold those white cis men accountable. You can't talk about people like, the Chuck Schumers of the world. You can't talk about white cis liberals and how their policies are the things that are actually oppressing minority communities and urban areas. You can't talk about them. But just white cis men in general, which I have every suspicion, if you extrapolate it out from there, it's white cis Christian American men who, you know, vote right-leaning, and that makes you angry. I'm not really sure what it is about them that makes you so mad, other than the fact that they disagree with you. And of course, we can't have that. We can't have any disagreement. Everybody has to lockstep with the liberal mantra. But Gettysburg College, as part of a senior project, gave people the opportunities, students the opportunities, presumably just students. It doesn't actually specify students. So I don't know, maybe there's a crazy faculty member that could have come and participated as well. The event was sponsored by the school's Gender, Sexuality, and Resource Center, because apparently that's a thing for colleges with way too much money and way too much free time and not nearly enough extracurriculars, I'm assuming, as part of their Peace and Justice Senior Project, because nothing says peace and justice like giving people the opportunity to come rant and rave against other people based on their skin color and sexual preferences. Nothing says peace and justice like come let out your anger against an entire group of people based on how much melanin they have. That screams peace and justice, let me tell you. So the plan then was to display whatever art these temper tantrum throwing toddlers came up with, whether it's, I don't know, poetry or Play-Doh sculptures or crayon colorings or whatever it is that they were going to come up with to let out their anger against straight white dudes. And they were going to display this artwork around the student dining hall, where I'm assuming that white cis men would then have to, you know, eat their spaghetti and meatballs with a side of patriarchal shame with the artwork of people that hate them based on their mere existence bearing down upon them. That sounds like a fantastic idea. Peace and justice, everybody. So this plan kind of got temporarily squashed when photos of these flyers were shared on social media. And it actually turns out that quite a few people were a bit irritated that this college was allowing a group of students, was allowing an entire department within their school to take aim at a group of people based on their skin color and sexual preference, which last I checked was bigotry. So again, remember, this is a private college, by the way. So essentially, this event got temporarily nixed. It got punted down the road. Last I checked, they did not actually cancel the event. They just sort of postponed it. Maybe we'll get around to that, you know, at a later date when maybe it won't go viral on social media. I'm going to go ahead and take a crazy stance here and say that there's a good chance that it's not because the school recognized the error of their ways and realized, oh, dang, maybe we shouldn't be targeting people based on their race and sexuality. Maybe that's not a good idea. I have every suspicion that this had a lot more to do with donations. This is a school that, just like many colleges, relies heavily not only on its tuition, but also on donations from graduates, donations from alumni. I would suspect that this probably did not sit too well with graduates of the school that helped foot the bill. And they were not expecting this to go viral. They weren't expecting something like this to hit social media and go everywhere. If there's one good thing about social media, it's that every now and then it can be used to expose madness like this and hold schools accountable. And I have every suspicion that this event was nixed because they realized that graduates were not going to be happy about it. For example, this graduate that told that told Fox Digital, I hope they take this as a learning experience and push back on some of this wokeness that you've seen, because the primary focus of the school should be to educate the next generation and make sure we have a society that continues to function and think critically. That's what one graduate told Fox Digital, one Gettysburg graduate. I hate to tell you this, because I know that this is a big fat bummer to everybody that still thinks that there is some hope for institutions of higher learning. Their aim is not to teach the next generation math and English and, you know, how to think critically and how to become good members of society and how to go be productive members who graduate, able to earn enough money to pay back their student loans or whatever. That is not the aim of institutions of higher learning. The aim now of institutions of higher learning is to program the next generation to adopt left-wing progressive ideology, to take that into the world as little activists, and to carry that through. That is the aim of colleges. The aim of colleges is to indoctrinate students on the evils of white cis men, on the evils of heterosexuality, on the evils of white people and colonialism, and all of these little splintering divisive issues that keep us bickering at one another in society. That is the aim of left-wing higher learning institutions. If you have any hope whatsoever that that is not the goal of these places, I have got a bridge in Arizona to sell you. That is the goal. They have stated repeatedly that that is their goal. How many more events like this do we have to see before we recognize that the aim of colleges and universities in this country is to breed a new generation of rabid, radical leftists. And by the way, this agenda starts way before college. Check out this one from Dearborn, Michigan. A school board, a tax-funded public school board, cut a mom's microphone as she was reading pornographic content from a book that was in her kids' school library. Check this out.
So, we can stop the discussion about what is and what isn't. I mean, this is the law. I don't care what ACLU says. I don't know if they've read these books. We know our rights as parents, and we know that right now our rights are being infringed upon. So, I'm going to read from this book. I didn't want to. I have not had to do that up to this point. But considering that someone said that this book should go back on the shelf, and by the way, I'll pay the library fine, I'm not returning this book. So you can reorder it, whatever you're gonna do. Hey Elias, where'd you go? I'm in here with Mark and Bobby. Hey guys, what you doing? Taking care of business, have a seat. Huh? Why is it so dark in here? Can I come in now? No, you're too young. No, I'm not. Fine, but you'll have to prove it. I will. Uh-oh, I think I figured out what taking care of business means. We're each busting a load into this bottle. If you don't come, you have to drink it. Ha ha ha. Give me that, I'll show you. I learned about masturbation 2 years ago, kind of by accident. No one ever told me what it was. One day when everyone was out of the house, I came across a videotape hidden behind the TV. My dad had hidden movies before with dirty scenes like Fatal Attraction. It was exciting to see boobs and butts, but this time it was different. I could see everything. People were doing things that I didn't even know were possible or even allowed.
Thank you. Next,
why is there
Hussein
so
Galan would like to come to speak
so
to
big.
The board.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry. Hussein would like. Excuse me. Hussein Galan did not want to come to speak to the board. They said, I do not wish to.
Okay, so this excerpt is from a book called Flamed. It, like other books that we have read excerpts from on this show and that you have seen moms reading in front of school boards, this is a graphic novel, graphic having two meanings when it comes to this particular type of left-wing propaganda. So these are books that are making their way into school libraries, and parents are figuring this out. This is not the first mom. This is just the latest in a long line of parents that have stood up in front of their school boards and read excerpts from the garbage that they have found in their kids' elementary, middle, and high school tax-funded libraries. These are books that you are paying to put into libraries to be accessible to young children. Okay. And moms aren't happy. Dads are not happy. And I think part of the issue that we are seeing here, and again, if you look, and this is, I know that we talk a little bit about the slippery slope issue here, right? That this is kind of incremental. And this is something that I think is one of the hallmarks of left-wing progressivism. It starts, right, with the premise that this isn't actually happening. Oh, pornographic books are not in your kids' libraries. Nobody is reading that stuff to your kids. Teachers aren't encouraging your kids to change gender and to question the body that they were born in. No one is pumping small prepubescent children full of puberty blockers and hormones that could alter them forever. No one is performing gender surgeries on kids younger than 18 years old. That's not happening. What are you talking about? You're letting crazy right-wing politicians get in your head and convince you of things that aren't true. And then what you end up seeing is parents getting their hands on these books. Or you're seeing children whose minds were warped by twisted adults who convinced them to question their own sexuality. Post-operative kids like Chloe Cole, who is a post-transgender child who was born as a female and ended up being convinced by adults and medical professionals in her life that she should be a boy and ended up undergoing major surgery at 15 years old. And what you're seeing is truth coming out, and then the left changes tactics, right? Then the left changes tactics. Then it becomes, okay, well, yeah, that is what's happening, and we acknowledge that that's what's happening, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing that that's happening. And I think we're somewhere in that stage, because the next stage is, not only is this a good thing, but we are going to actively force you to accept it. And we're going to push it on your children. And you're going to not only tolerate it, but help us celebrate it, you bigot. And I think that where parents are is realizing that this is happening and no longer accepting the notion that, oh, well, that's not actually going on in your kid's school. Here's a mom who held the evidence up in front of her school board and they cut her microphone. Now, for those saying, well, if it's so graphic that you can't even read it in front of a school board, then obviously it shouldn't be in a tax-funded library accessible to young students. And I agree, but I don't think that's what's going on here. I don't think that this school board cut this mom's mic because they were personally offended by the content she was reading, as much as that may be true. Because I don't know a whole lot of people, maybe some serious wackos out there, but I don't know a whole lot of people who are genuinely comfortable with sitting there, much less in a public setting, listening to a woman read excerpts from a book about communal masturbation. By the way, things I never thought that I would have to say, ever. But that's what was going on here. This is a book that was accessible to her child in the public school that she pays for, that she sends her kids to, where she entrusts her child to learn things like math and reading. And I don't think that this school board cut her microphone because they were so bothered by the content. After all, this is a school board that supported that content being in that library. At least someone on that school board has no problem with this content. I don't think they cut her mic because they were offended. I think when you see this happening, microphones are being cut off because school boards and administrators and the officials who are backing this, who are putting this nonsense in front of our kids, don't want you to know about it. It's not because they have a problem with it being read aloud at a school board meeting because it's offensive. They have a problem with it being read aloud at a school board meeting because they don't want the public to know that it's happening. And I think that this is something that parents are waking up to. For too long, we have sent our kids into these schools. For too long, we have put our kids in public indoctrination camps. We put them on the bus, and then we go off to work. And our kids are sitting in this cesspool all day. That's not to say that every single teacher is out there, you know, with left-wing progressive ideology. But what we have seen is a pervasive environment through the public school system that is getting increasingly more leftist and increasingly more brazen. And parents are waking up to the fact that this is the environment they've been sending their kids into for years. This didn't happen overnight. These books didn't crop up in libraries overnight. This is not something that a whole bunch of left-wing radicals in the school system just woke up on the same Tuesday and decided to put in. This has been inching forward for years, and parents are starting to figure out that if they are going to have an impact in their schools and in their kids' education, they need to get directly involved and start holding schools accountable. And school boards that push this crap do not want you to know what is in their libraries. They do not want you to know what is in their school curriculums. They assume that parents are going to do what parents have done for too long, which is go on with their lives all day and let this system slowly work on their kids. And parents are starting to say, no more, no more. And school boards don't like that. Speaking of woke nonsense, by the way, in school boards, I don't know if you saw this one. This one kind of fits in the nice little convergence that we are seeing between the public school system and crazy liberal ideology over in Hollywood. So I knew, by the way, that Disney was making a live action remake of The Little Mermaid. Maybe you have seen trailers for that. Didn't realize the star of the show was going to be a queer Native American dude in drag, because apparently that's what Disney thinks passes for a mermaid these days. So check this one out. Geo Neptune. Not even kidding you. Dude's name goes by Geo Neptune. Now, I'm going to assume for his poor mother's sake that that is not the name that she branded him with at birth. I'm just going to try to give that lady the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it is, in which case that's on her. You name a kid Geo Neptune, and I'm not really sure what you expect them to grow up to be, but a nice, relatively normal member of society probably isn't in the cards. So I'm just going to assume that that is a name that he picked somewhere along the line in his journey. So this guy was featured by Disney as part of their, and I'm not even kidding you, part of Disney's Native American Heritage Month. So this was an event for company employees, by the way. They called it a cultural journey. A cultural journey. So this is an event that they hosted for employees where you could come and learn about this guy's cultural journey as a two-spirit Native American drag queen. This guy, on top of being a basket weaver and a drag queen, we make fun of underwater basket weaving, but literally that's what this guy does. If you thought that was just kind of a joke, if you thought underwater basket weaving was just sort of a made up illustration of a nonsensical college degree, that's actually what this guy does. He is a basket weaver. He is a Native American. He's a member of a Native American tribe, whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but apparently they live on the Canadian border with Canada and Maine. And he is two-spirit. He claims to be two-spirit. I'm going to explain this as best I can because I'm not even sure that I know what two-spirit is. I'm not sure that this guy knows what two-spirit is. Apparently, he exists in this nebulous made-up space between masculine and feminine energies. So I'm assuming that this is some sort of like a hodgepodge of you're kind of both, but also you're neither. Not exactly sure here with the two-spirit, but this is apparently a Native American term, at least according to this guy. On the side, P.S., he dresses up as a mermaid. complete with sparkly makeup and a fake fishtail. Here's the fun part. He also teaches kids. And in 2020, he became the first openly transgender elected official in Maine after he won a spot on the school board in Indian Township, because that's what you want. So this person, this mentally ill, extraordinarily confused person with an astronomical need for attention and extreme confusion as to his place in the world is actually being taken seriously by a company that is one of the foremost entertainers of kids, not just in the world, but in, or in the country, but in the world, and was elected to a school board that oversees the education of children. A two-spirit, gender-confused man who dresses in his free time as a mermaid. We have jumped the shark so radically in this country. It's no longer that people like this exist and it's kind of fringe and it's kind of taboo and this is somebody that clearly is in need of mental assistance. This is now being pushed as mainstream. This is something that companies like Disney want their employees and want their customer base to begin to accept as normative. That this is perfectly normal. That this is totally okay. Not only that, but it's commendable. It is praiseworthy. We need to promote this person as an example of living your most authentic self, as an example of someone who has gone through a unique spiritual and expressive journey. This is someone that needs to be featured at company events to help other employees understand sexuality. This is a person that needs to be promoted and elected to a school board to oversee the education of children, to indoctrinate them with this nonsense. And we wonder why we're facing a mental health crisis and an identity crisis among youth and children? Is it at all baffling to anybody why we are raising a generation, how we are raising a generation of kids that have no idea who they are, that have no idea where they fit into society, that spend years well into adulthood trying to figure out how to be active participants in society, who are confused and don't know how to have healthy relationships, and who, some of which even end up turning to violence when they don't understand how to sort out the crap that's going on inside of them, and we sit over here wondering how in the world this happened. This is how it happened. This is how it happened. Woke nonsense being pushed in schools, woke nonsense being promoted in universities, woke nonsense being pumped into our homes through the entertainment industry and being pushed as normative and being hailed as applaudable. We are confusing the mess out of kids, and leftists are doing it on purpose. And then we all sit back and wonder how in the world our society got so jacked up, how we are dealing with the plague of violence, how we are dealing with the issues of socioeconomic collapse where people no longer know how to be productive and self-sufficient members of society. This is exactly how it happens. It does not take a rocket scientist to see the progression here. I've always said that progressives' name is absolutely ridiculous. As a matter of fact, most of what progressives push is actually regressive. It's taking steps back, right? It's taking steps back in society, back to a time when mankind was not innovative, back to a time when we had not risen and achieved and pushing and were pushing forward. Many of their economic policies are actually regressive, but one way that a progressive's name is actually perfectly on point is that we are progressing down the road of absolute collapse. And this is how you get there. This is how you get there. But parents, I think, are waking up. If you have any confusion whatsoever about the power of parents in this country and how parents are starting to wake up to the crap that's being pushed on their kids, all you've got to do is take a look at Florida. Take a look at the elections in Florida. It wasn't just Ron DeSantis, okay? I know that he's the big headliner. He's the big star right now. And that when you look at Florida elections, that's what's going to come up. But take a look at who was sweeping school board elections last Tuesday. Because conservatives and parents in Florida started to wake up and started to realize that if they are going to push back, it's going to take effort and they need to start taking control. No longer is it good enough to just rant about this stuff and be angry about it. It's time to start taking actions, if not for ourselves, than for our kids, because leftists are already there. They have already targeted young people, and it's going to keep going. With that, that's the Brittany Hughes Show for this Thursday. I'll see you guys back here next Thursday. Make sure you head on over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button on the Brittany Hughes Show. That way you'll never miss an episode. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Newsbusters podcast. They are on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's a can't miss. I'll see you guys back here next Thursday. Have a phenomenal weekend.